I would podcast even if I was like super famous. If I was super famous, I would so podcast even more.
Yeah, well, because we'd have nothing else to do.
Hello there, Miss Jessica.
Hello, Elsie.
We're back.
Thank you for joining us, those of you who are listening to She Podcasts.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elsie, for meeting up with me today to talk.
Of course. Are you kidding me? Because we're talking about, you know, She Podcasts today. She Podcasts.
Her She Who Podcasts. That's what we're talking
about. She Who Podcasts. That's right. Because I really, I like that. And She Podcasts, and then I started to think, like, why do you podcast? Why do women podcast? And so anyway, I asked the people.
Yeah, we got off topic last time. That's what we were supposed to be talking about in episode one.
Yes, exactly. And then
we're going to get back to it.
So, She Podcasts. Let's begin a little bit by touching base onto why you podcast, Miss Jessica.
I am the type of person that has always imagined myself having my own talk show, even when I was little, like really little. And I used to talk into a tape recorder with a mic, and I was the game show host, and like my sister was always the contestants. And like, I saw myself as a radio show host, and I've always been jealous of like the DJs and stuff for the morning shows. And actually started doing a video show, like interviewees, because I just thought that some of the people I knew were so interesting and I wanted to know so much more about them besides their business. So I started interviewing them, and then I found that the video medium just took too much time in general. Like, I'm very fussy about the way videos look, and they had to have special graphics around them and then funny jump cuts and like that. Plus, I'm very hair conscious, which people know about me. Like, I'm really obsessed with like how much I know you laugh, but the amount of time I spent trying to make it perfect, and then I would be on the interview and it would be distracting me. If a curl got out of, you know, would like go rogue, I couldn't listen to what the person was saying, and it just got crazy. So the reason I podcast is because I love doing it now, but at the beginning it was so that I didn't have to look at myself while I was trying to interview someone else.
Oh my gosh.
And you? Why do you podcast?
Why do I podcast? You know,
you've been
what?
Doing it for a million years.
I have been doing it for a million. There's something about like the hidden voice, and you know what? And to some degree, it's like the thing that I've always wanted to be the voice. My voice was always something that I really liked to put out there, and I always felt that having the like it took away from my voice. I somehow felt more at home just talking as opposed to being in my body. If that makes any sense, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I think that the visual take on somebody, you immediately start to make judgments on the way people look, just naturally, until you of course start to hear their voice and you really get to know them, and then all of those sort of in quote judgments goes away. And so I kind of wanted to take that out of the whole gamut. Like, I just kind of wanted to make it go away, and I just wanted me to be heard. I've always only wanted to be heard.
Sorry.
Wow, that's very loud.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
My husband's working really late tonight, and so he's probably calling me to tell me he's on his way home.
So is mine.
Really?
He's going to be home very late, and my children are probably turning, you know, pulling the house apart downstairs. Oh my gosh. So I just wanted to be a voice, and I really love the medium. I think it's so empowering. Oh my God. I would podcast even if I was like super famous. If I was super famous, I would so podcast even more.
Yeah, well, because we'd have nothing else to do. I would totally do the same thing. I would, in fact, I have concepts for like at least four other shows besides this one that I really want to do.
Yeah, me too.
And if I get sponsors for any one of these, I'll end up doing the other three without question and nothing else. I mean, until I'm hoarse, I would do it.
Yeah. No, it's super kind of addicting. Yes, and I would absolutely do it. And so in my dreams, like, I podcast because this is what I want to do. And it's not that, you know, it's not necessarily that it's like I want my job to be just speaking. Communicating, you know, like, I don't want to funnel people to my program. I don't want to sell a product. I don't want any of that. I'm not interested in that. I don't want to sell my consulting services. Even if that happens, well, great. But I don't, but that's not what I want. I actually just want to do this and then have this be the thing. And then that's it.
I kind of like teaching people stuff, but, yeah, I don't care I enjoy one-on-one, consulting more than I thought I ever would, but yeah, I could do this and nothing else and I'd be perfectly happy.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
So anyway, I guess that's one of the, and I podcast just because I love it. I mean, I just honestly love it, but there were other people who were also joining us in the conversation. And, we're going to kind of talk about a little bit of that because there's a lot of themes that kind of run through the gamut here. And I think that we have maybe something to say about some of these. Yeah. So, we have, somebody from Twitter. Her name is Cleo and her handle is @talktocleo and she podcasts because she can. Because you know what I mean? It is so funny because as simple as that answer is and as tongue in cheek as she did it, you know, it's like, it's true. You podcast because you can, and some people perhaps maybe shouldn't, but, but that's part of the fun that you're able to do it. So why not? Right?
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Because you can is a very good reason. Elsie,
yes.
I hate to pause this show.
Yes.
I know you have quiet children, but he's continuing to call me.
Oh, okay.
He's apparently not getting my text.
Okay.
So can I just push pause for 1 second?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm very sorry.
No worries.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry.
No, I've been talking by myself. It's been
I heard singing.
The silliest thing.
I had one ear in and one ear out. So I heard everything you said about playing a joke on me. But I don't know what that part was about. I thought maybe you would just go through the other women that we have about.
Well, I just thought, you know, I kind of wanted to, you know, not just talk by myself because I wanted you to hear some of this stuff. So,
I'll tell you this. I don't podcast so that my husband can interrupt me and talk to me about what is in the fridge that he can eat for dinner.
Oh, right. Okay.
That was the whole thing. That whole thing was, I don't want to stop because it's raining. But there's nothing really to eat there. What's there to eat? And I have to go through the whole fridge and tell him, even though he knows. He was just here. It wasn't that long ago, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, that's that.
So there we go. But,
and this is why we don't include men. Because they
that's
don't
right.
understand. They don't understand that it's our job to feed them, even if we're taping a show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
sorry.
My gosh.
Okay.
So here we go. Ready?
So Fabiola.
Who is @Hej Fabiola. She says that she podcasts because I love to share and make a difference.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is very nice.
I do often feel like I'm making a difference. And at first, being funny didn't feel like it would make a difference. But now I get lots of tweets telling me that they enjoyed their commute more or they are unpacking or doing vacuuming and it's better. And so I do feel like that now, but I didn't at first.
Uh-huh. There you go. Being funny is very valuable.
So those of you who are listening feels like being entertaining is not a big enough value. It can be. It is. Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Of course. And there's people that need us.
That's right. Ask Joan Rivers if it's valuable. Right?
Absolutely. Right. All right. So Megan Julia Pangan.
Mm-hmm. Because I know her.
Yes,
I was on her show.
She's all good. Yeah, you were, right?
Yeah. I think I was on her show. Yeah,
so,
she's very sweet.
Because it gives me a chance to hone my speaking skills, people skills, learn from experts, meet new people. It's addicting. It's a place for my voice. It's a place for other people's voices, causes education. Oh, my God. Change, possibility, and it's collaborative. There's more probably because I could say, but it's off the top of my head, she said. So,
yeah,
yes,
that's off the top of her head. Yeah.
All of that, of course.
Mm-hmm. It does hone your speaking skills. I agree with that.
I think it does help a lot too. Absolutely. And it you know, it starts to help you kind of speak in the spur of the moment in an articulate way. At least it's helped me do that because I'm not very good at it.
You're not? I always thought you were.
No, I'm not very good at it. So it's forcing me to be articulate because usually I'm like, and that, I still do that though. I've done it many times. I'm like, the stuff.
Oh.
Words escape me at times and I always end up making a noise and not being articulate. And
that's
like,
charming.
Oh, thanks. All right. So Stacey Harris says, for me, it's about connecting and providing content for my community. I tend to write less conversationally than I speak. So it's more natural for me. That's good. That's a great point.
That is a great point. And actually, I don't write less conversationally than I speak.
Hmm.
I'm just having a two-person conversation with myself when I write, but I find that writing takes longer.
It does.
And so this is faster and more fun.
Yes, absolutely. And I actually don't write. I have a different speaking voice. I mean, than I do writing voice. Yeah, they're very different voices.
Really? Oh,
yes. And yes. And I do script out a lot of stuff, though. I script out everything almost. So it takes me longer.
Yeah, not me.
I know you don't. That's a skill that I want to acquire.
So what, not scripting?
Yeah. Not scripting. Being able to be like just off the cuff and actually get information out.
I think you're doing well. Even though our first episode got really derailed, it's part of why I don't do show notes because we did not stick to them.
Well, we never went down the list, that's all. Because we said, but it's really good to have them for after effect. Because you can go like, what were we saying? Oh, right there, that's it.
So, true. Anyway. It's a good at having outline, you're right.
So, okay. Shauna Ferguson Farver, she says, my background is in radio. I love the format, but hated the hours. And when I decided to take my wellness business online, it just seemed to be really natural fit, as well as a great way to share information. My grade school teachers would all tell you that I was destined to make a living talking. Hello, Alice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I used to hear that too. In fact, my nickname, don't laugh, in high school, my nickname was Mouth.
Oh.
But it wasn't, I mean, when I tell people that, they think it's sexual, but no, it's because I never stopped talking. I was always in trouble for talking.
I'm not surprised.
No, you're not. And you wouldn't be, most people are like, oh, Mouth.
No.
That's not it.
Yeah, it was the exact opposite. I never spoke. I don't think I ever spoke.
Wow.
So, yeah. Which is why isn't that weird?
Yeah,
so it's completely
maybe that's
different.
Why I have a lot of practice not being scripted.
Exactly.
I shut the heck up.
Yeah, and I always shut up.
So Sandy Sidhu, who I met in person, and she's so fun and nice.
Yes.
I met her, and you did too, I think,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, as well. I love speaking and podcasting. Gives me an opportunity to get better, like Megan Pangan said. And also like Stacey, I'm able to say what I want much better than writing it out. And because it gives me the opportunity to meet new people from all over the world from my home office.
Yeah.
That is very true, don't you think?
Absolutely. Home office rocks.
Because, you know, you and I have known each other online for, what, like 4 years?
Yeah, I know, forever.
But podcasting is really what made us friends.
That's right.
I mean, we were friendly.
Right.
I've always liked you. I just didn't know you very well.
Right. And you're right. It was podcasting. How bizarre is that?
I know. It's nice, though.
The bridge between.
And you know what,
people.
Elsie? There's a lot of people. Like Nicole Kellerman, who doesn't even podcast. So, such a cute little girl, though.
Oh, my God.
And, like,
so cute.
Always really liked her and admired her from afar. Never got to talk to her because, well, she does weight loss and I'm super chubby. So,
right.
Like, I've never gotten into her stuff. And, like, or Christy Halmick, Victoria Prozan, they both do design and branding, which is something I do. So I would have never been able to get to know them had I not had a show because I would never need to work with them or vice versa.
Absolutely. Isn't that neat? That's
yeah,
why
so
I
it
love it
fun.
Too. Because it is. It does give you a little bit of a platform to kind of have conversations with people you wouldn't any otherwise do, right?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, and so you can read this one. You can read the next one.
Should I say it?
Yes, okay. Of course. And we'll mark it explicit.
Nowhere Chrissy says, and this is from Twitter, for the same reason Med Podcast, because I got shit to say.
That's right.
Which is, you know, true.
That is true.
You got shit to say. Yep.
Yeah. And then at, what is it, and NSV says, yeah, it's kind of an odd question. We is chatty. Enough said.
Yeah, we is chatty.
We is chatty.
Yeah. And then the next person that answered is actually going to launch, she's my student.
Oh.
And she's going to launch her podcast the week of April 28th. So I'm really excited for her. She's really excited. I actually had a one-on-one with her today to sort of finalize her business model and what she's going to actually, how she'll monetize it.
Nice.
And she says, I think it'll be the most effective way to communicate with my ICA. What is that again?
It's that ideal customer avatar.
That's it. Ideal customer avatar. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Her business is simple daily practice, and her podcast is going to be interviews with people who practice what they do, how their life has changed. And you know, at first I didn't get it. But when she started telling me who she was interviewing, it started to make sense. So like one person she's interviewing does Tai Chi. Another person she's interviewing is a meditation person. Another person that she's interviewing plays sports. It's something that you do every day to hone a skill or to stay stress-free or to be spiritual, all different things. I just thought, what an interesting idea for a show.
I know. I love
it. Really, it appeals to so many different people.
Absolutely. I'm going to be on her show, I think.
Are you? That's
yeah.
Wonderful. For yoga.
For
wonderful.
Yeah, for a very specific practice that I do. So yeah.
That's so cool.
I know.
Well, don't tell us. I was just going to ask you, of course, because I can't help myself. What's the practice? But yes. I'm not going
to
ask you.
No, you're going to have to listen.
To Peggy's show.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, next. Your turn. Next.
So, Christy Ostolet, a combination between weekly blogging drove me crazy. Plus, I adore masterminding and talking to other entrepreneurs. Plus, it was the most insightful way I learned how to build my own business from scratch.
That's interesting.
Isn't it? And so I asked her, and she hasn't responded because I just asked her, really. But I really loved, it was the most insightful way I learned how to build my own business from scratch. And I was thinking like, wow, what, wow. Like I was just so interested in that. And plus I just love her. I think she's so sweet. She's got like, I really adored the way that she engaged with the podcasting community, especially from Libsyn, and the way that she just put herself out there immediately and started creating stuff and engaging and having conversations. And a lot of people don't do that. And I kudos to her, especially with, yeah, just loved it.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I know. Turn. Kudos to her. That's great. Okay. Reba Charleston began listening to a podcast she loved and was hooked. Then she says the host held a podcast webinar on the benefits and got me really interested. I'm a lifestyle transformation coach who became self-employed 2 years ago. Now through my podcast, I'm going to help other professionals working the 9-to-5 who want to make the journey to self-employment. But through my podcast, I'm helping them understand the struggles as well as success, blah, 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 as well as successes, because we rarely hear the stories of field failure and lessons learned. Actually, that's one of the reasons I started my show too, is I wanted to hear about failure a little bit. She just got iTunes approval and promoting tomorrow. Yay.
Yay. Good for you.
Yay,
she'll probably be out a little bit by the time this one comes out, but yippee for you.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
And
that's
awesome. Sheila Butler, who's so fun in person. I can't
absolutely. Sheila.
Do you want to
yes.
read her?
Well, she says, I'm a bit of a talker, so podcasting comes natural to me. I like it much better than writing, and I use my podcast to help me establish myself as an expert in my niche, to connect with other thought leaders, and to do something that few others in my niche are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what her niche is because I don't remember, but I've been on her other show, Successful Women Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And her accent is very charming. She lives in Texas, near where Podcast Movement is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she might be from somewhere else in the South. She has such a charming accent. Really.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
So
I love it.
Did you meet her in January?
You know what? I think I saw her.
Yeah.
and then also we chatted briefly. And you know, it was one of those things. It's just so hard sometimes to like sit down and like really connect with people. But anyway, but afterwards, like we did connect more after that, even if it was like a brief second that we were, you know, hanging. But speaking of Podcast Movement, you know, if y'all want to come to Texas in August.
Yeah, you'll hear both of us.
Yes, we will be there. Podcastmovement.com. It's going to be super, super awesome to be able to go there and hang out with the.
I'm going to be with so uncomfortable just watching me try and do a talk while 6 months pregnant in Texas in August. Should be really exciting.
For everybody, right, Jess?
Right, for everybody. But no, I'm assuming I'm going to be pleasant as peach pie.
Of course you are.
And it's in a beautiful hotel. It's air conditioned. So I will not be leaving the hotel while I'm there. And it should be perfect. I'm really excited.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to be even super chubbier than I am now. So it'll be good. Do you know what you're speaking on yet? I haven't decided.
No, I have not. I have not. I've been trying to delve. You know, I would love to hear from our people. What are some topics that are, I'm thinking I'm more related into the women's sphere and perhaps the non-monetization. I don't want to talk about monetizing podcasts, and I don't want to talk about ROI, and I don't want to talk about any of the business at the end of it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out,
how to build a community.
Building community. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I could do that. I've been doing that for a while.
I mean, I'm thinking of that, or maybe a non-technical approach to podcasting.
That's a good one. That's also a really good.
There's going to be a lot of mixer stuff going on there. Maybe I'll do like the anti-mixer talk.
I know. You know what? That's totally true, because that's part of the whole process of being able to do it like that. And I also thought about podcasting for fitness people, you know, like how to podcast, because that's what I do. Like, I mean, meaning like what's the gear, how I get it done, because it's in a live setting. It's not like I'm sitting in my, you know, on my computer with my microphone. I'm like teaching. So how to podcast your classes I'm doing for the health industry. So send some ideas because I've got some. And plus I have a concept, which is the yoga of podcasting, which I haven't really panned out yet. So that's another thing that I've been thinking about. So.
Wow. Cool.
So many things.
That would be a really good topic.
Right on. So what do you think? You think that we're done with this one talking about Why She Podcast? We mentioned your names, ladies, because we want you to be part of the community. And we'd love to hear your voices. So even if you email us at feedback@womenwhopodcast.com.
No.
I'm sorry. Feedback. Nope. No, not that. No. Feedback@shepodcasts.com. Yeah. It would be great if you send us an audio feedback because we could just add it into the show and you can listen to your voices and you can suggest things that we can talk about and all that fun stuff.
And you could do that in the Facebook group too, She Podcasts.
Yes, She Podcasts Facebook group. And comment also on the website, shepodcasts.com, please. Under this episode, episode duo, du, du.
Yeah, duh.
Duh. Episode duh.
Duh. That'll be our opener right there.
That's right. Episode duh. Duh.
Why is that making me giggle? I don't even know. All right. Thank you guys all for listening. We can't wait to listen to you.
Yes.
And have a great week. And we'll see you next time.
All right. See ya.
Bye, Elsie.
Bye-bye.
You keep talking. I'll be
and
right back.
Can talk. Yeah, so Miss Jessica has left the building. And so here we go. So we have another woman here. Or should I even not? I feel like I'm talking to the air. This would be like a real good extra bonus content of Elsie just talking into the microphone. Because I don't want to miss out on the silence that could happen here. So, ladies, how do you handle when your co-host leaves the room and leaves you alone with a microphone? What else could you possibly be doing? You know, it would be really funny to play a joke, but I really can't play a joke because she's not here. Because if she was here in the room with me, then I could play some sort of joke. But I can't because she's not here. So, there. Oh, la 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 la. Maybe singing. I could sing a song. I could sing a song.